These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? I certainly hope so. Let's meet them.
I'm Grant. I'm 48, a construction worker from Edinburgh.
I'm Alice. I'm 25, a trainee midwife from Hertfordshire.
I'm Lee. I'm 59, a supply teacher from Essex.
I'm Ryan. I'm 19. I'm a drama student from Herefordshire.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Grant. Welcome to the show, Grant. Looking forward to it?
Yes, Bradley.
Yeah, good. Mate, fantastic. I love the kilt, love the sporran. You got skiing doing?
I couldn't get on your plane with it, Bradley.
Oh, no, of course, they wouldn't let you. Look, I've got to tell you, and I love the Hawaiian shirt. I love the whole calf. It's so mad. It's great. All right, listen, whereabouts in Scotland are you from?
I come from Edinburgh.
OK, and what do you do for a living?
I work in construction, mainly in demolition, and at the weekends I play in a semi-professional in a band.
Ah, right, what instrument do you play?
I play saxophone.
Ah, good for you. What's the band called?
Band's called China Blue. We do a lot of travelling. We go out to the Outer Hebrides, we go down to England and that as well. And,
do you really?
Blackpool, everywhere.
Oh, you go everywhere. Oh, good for you, mate. China Blue. I'll look out for it next time I'm in Blackpool, I've got to tell you. All right. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Oh, I'd definitely buy a new saxophone, Bradley.
Good for you. Grant, let's get you a new sax, mate. I wish you well. This is the cash build around. Each correct answer's worth £1,000. Are you ready?
Yes, Brad.
Good man. Your time starts now. In the song 10 Green Bottles, the bottles fall off how many at a time?
One.
Correct. In the first Blackadder series, which character is the son of Robin the Dung Gatherer?
Don't know.
Baldrick. The story, The Emperor's New Clothes, was originally written in what language?
Chinese.
Danish. The name of what spice goes before snap and ale to make a food and drink?
Ginger.
Correct. Tomorrow is Another Day is said by which character in the film Gone with the Wind?
Don't know.
Scarlett O'Hara. Who was on the British throne at the time of the American War of Independence?
Queen Victoria.
George III. Madonna had top 10 hits from what Andrew Lloyd Webber musical?
Evita.
Correct. Trichloromethane is another name for what anaesthetic?
Laughing Gas?
Chloroform. What theatre was the first home of the National Theatre Company? That would have been the Old Vic, Grant. £3,000. Now then, my mate, are you a gambling man?
Possibly, Brad.
Shall we see what the offers are?
Yes.
Good. Grant, time to face a chaser, but who will you be up against today? Will it be the Cineman? He's the doctor who believes that laughter is the best medicine. But what about, though, the Dark Destroyer? So dull, when he was a kid, he didn't have an imaginary friend. He had an imaginary accountant. Perhaps that could be Jenny the Vixen Ryan. If she offers you a booty call, don't get excited. She's just after your cash. Or could it be the Beast? He hasn't got cellulite, you know. He's got cellu-heavy. Or maybe it's the Governess. She can make men go weak at the knees. That's because she uses a sledgehammer. Who do you want to take on?
The Governess, Brad.
Really?
Yes, definitely.
Right. Anyone you don't want to take on?
Hey, the Dark Destroyer.
Time to bring on the chaser. It is indeed. The Dark Destroyer himself, mastermind champ and league legal. That is Sean Wallace. Oh, he's going, oh, no,
oh,
no.
Oh, yes. So you play the saxophone, do you?
I do, yes.
And you'll be playing the blues pretty soon.
Take no notice yet. Wait, let's see, Grant. Let's put some money on the table. Three steps ahead of the chaser, £3,000. Grant, you can change your starting position now if you wish and if you want to do so and take a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you...
£300.
Thank you very much. But a step closer to the chaser will get you an offer of...
£20,000.
Lovely. It's a lot of money, that, Grant. Have a chat with your team. Ryan.
What do you think, guys? I think 3,000, you know, it's a solid start. If we all brought that back, we'd all be very happy. I think safe place to go, yeah.
Perfect. Lee?
I would go for the £3,000. You had some stinker questions. You can do it. Bring it back.
Good girl. Alice.
£3,000 is such a lot of money. I think we really need you back. Please come back with the £3,000.
Right, let's face the table. Come on then, Grant. 300, 3,000, 20 grand. What'll it be?
Brad, I think I'll just stick with what I've earned.
Thank you. Good for you, mate. £3,000 it is. Chaser?
All right, let's do this, Bradley.
Let's do this indeed. Oh, he's gunning for you. Grant, for £3,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which pop star patented shoes that connected to bolts in the stage, enabling a gravity-defying lean in one of his dances? A, Michael Jackson. B, Justin Timberlake. C, Elvis Presley. You've put Michael Jackson.
Yes, Bradley.
Yeah, I remember it. You remember it. Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah. He was a great artist, wasn't he? Correct answer is... Well played, Michael Jackson. This step closer home. Chase has put... Yeah, it goes right with Jacko. Here's a question. Can you do any moves like Jacko? So, no. Here's your next question. Which of these months is not named after a female deity? A, May. B, June. C, July. You've put July. Good answer.
Yes. Simply because I know two women that are called May and I know my mother's called June, so I'm thinking July.
Correct answer is... Yeah, July is the right answer. Well played. Step closer home. Chase has put... It's Julius Caesar, isn't it? Goes right up July.
You're quite right. Julius Caesar.
Julius Caesar.
Exactly.
And August is Augustus, wasn't it?
Exactly.
Right. Well played, though. Very good. Here's your next question. Which woman has been the wife and daughter-in-law of an American president? A, Eleanor Roosevelt. B, Abigail Adams. C, Laura Bush. You've put Eleanor Roosevelt.
Bradley, I'm not going to lie to you. It's a total guess because I've actually not heard the B and C. A's the only one I've heard of.
Correct answer is Laura Bush. George Bush's wife.
Yeah.
Right. And his dad, George Bush Sr., was also a president.
Ah.
See? You've got to stay where you are. Chase will close the gap now.
Yes.
Chaser has
yes,
put.
He will.
Laura Bush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've answered the question for me.
Yeah. Here's your next question. Which of these prison films is not based on a Stephen King story? A, Midnight Express. B, The Green Mile. C, The Shawshank Redemption. You've put. Midnight Express.
Absolutely sure of this, Bradley.
Correct answer is... Midnight Express. Well played, Grant. Step closer to home. Chase has put... There goes Mike, Midnight Express. Brad Davis and John Hurt.
Midnight Express told the story of Billy Hayes in that Turkish prison.
Thank you. Here's your next question. What can be measured in units of zones? A, paper size. B, temperature. C, loudness. Ooh. You've put loudness.
I know that paper size is in A's and double A's and all this.
Yeah.
Temperature is degrees and Celsius and all that stuff. Loudness, I thought the sonic sounds a wee bit like...
Sonic.
Sonic, yes, exactly.
Correct answer is... Well played. One from home. Loudness is right. Chase has put. Is he enjoying this? Is Grant? Chase has put. Yeah, it goes right with loudness. One more, we're home. Chase is two behind. Here's the next question. Queen Marlena is the mother of which fictional hero? A, He-Man. B, Iron Man. C, Banana Man. You've put He-Man.
It was between A and B. It's definitely no C, but definitely A or D.
To go through with £3,000, Grant, the correct answer is... Well played, well played. It's true. Brilliant.
Brilliant.
And defeat your nemesis, the man you didn't want to play. You beat him head-to-head. Chaser?
Well played, Grant. See you in the final.
Thank you very much.
Grant, well done, mate. First up and first. Yeah, well played, son. Well played. Very, very good. Very good.
Well done.
Next to face the chaser, it's Alice. Welcome to the show, Alice.
Hi, Brad, you're right.
Yeah, I'm really good. Looking forward to it?
Yeah, I'm excited. I am excited.
I like the fact that you're excited. Even Lee looks thrilled. Look. right now, you are a trainee midwife.
I am, yeah.
Do you get to help deliver babies?
Yeah, basically, in the 3 years, you've got to deliver 40 before you qualify, and at the moment, I'm on 12.
Good for you,
yeah,
good for you.
Brilliant.
Now, what do you do to relax?
Once a week, I play netball. So I play in a team in London, an angel called the Venus Flytraps. I play goal attack or goal shooter.
Okay.
Which is really fun.
Excellent stuff. All right, and if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Depending on how much I won, I'd like to help my parents in sort of contributing to a holiday for them. They've always wanted to go to the Arctic and sort of do the sledding with the huskies.
Yeah, lovely that. Take your mum and dad on holiday. Alice, I wish you well. Here we go. Cash build around on its way. Good luck. Your time starts now. French sculptor Bartholdi created what famous New York statue?
Statue of Liberty.
Correct. Who starred opposite Angelina Jolie in the film Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Brad Pitt.
Correct. A netball team has how many more players on court than a basketball team?
Two.
Correct. What series of books features the magazine Which Broomstick?
Pass.
Harry Potter. In what century were the English and Scottish crowns united under James I?
17th century.
Correct. What South American capital lies on the north shore of the River Plate?
Brasilia?
Montevideo. Nina Wadia played Zainab in what TV
show? EastEnders.
Correct. What word completes the names of football teams from Alloa and Dunfermline?
Scotland.
Athletic. Which US singer won International Female Solo Artist at the 2015 Brit Awards?
Rihanna?
Taylor Swift. What Mexican town gives its name to a spirit distilled from the agave plant?
Tequila?
Correct. In what decade did laws allow shops in England and Wales to trade on Sundays?
80s.
90s. Oh. Bad luck. Alice, $6,000.
Oh, yes.
And you hit the post on a couple of them. Great. Happy?
Yeah, really happy with that. That's what I was aiming for, so
brilliant.
I'm happy.
Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Alice.
Hi, Sean. You all right?
Well, the trainee midwife certainly delivered there.
Oh, thank you.
You're very good indeed. Put some money on the table, Alice. Here we are, £6,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you.
Again, you're far too good for this. £1,000.
Thank you, but a step closer to the chaser will see you get an offer of...
£26,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with your team. Ryan.
£6,000. You're secure on that. That's a lot of money. That's with two people still to go. I think best option, say we are.
Thank you, Lee.
I think you've done really well. I would stick with the £6,000. If you think and you feel confident enough, go for the 26, but just come back.
Grant.
Alice, you've proved that you're bright. Stick with the £6, get back to us here.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Thank you, Grant. Thank you, team. £26,000. Alice, what will it be?
One's too low. Not going for the one.
Sure.
I don't feel like I don't want to go for the 26. I'm going to stick with the £6. Thank you.
Fine, that's fine. £6 it is, Chaser.
You're a good player, and that's why you've got to go.
We shall see. Right, here we go. Alice, for £6,000, the chase is on. Good luck, Alice. I wish you well. Here comes your first question. Which men's athletics field event world record has only been broken twice since 1965? A, long jump. B, high jump. C, triple jump. You've put triple jump.
I don't know, and I just wanted to get in there quickly, so I'd put pressure on him, to be honest.
Sure.
Yeah.
Correct answer is... it's the long jump, staying where you are. Chaser has put... he's right, comes onto the table. Here's your next question. Actress Jatem Morgan Hanley played pupil Shaznay Montrose in which TV series? A, Bad Education. B, Big School. C, Waterloo Road. You've put Waterloo Road.
It was between B and C. I know it's... I don't think it's A. I've seen Bad Education. I don't remember a student called Shaznay Montrose in it. So I really hope it's C.
Correct answer is... well played, step closer to home. Waterloo Road is right, Chaser's put. Goes right in Waterloo Road. stays with us. Here's your next question. Which captain of the brig Rebecca had his ear cut off by a Spaniard in 1731? A. Hawkins, B. Jenkins, C. Wilkins. You've put Jenkins.
No clue.
No.
Absolutely none. I wish I had an idea, but it was straight down the middle again. I just couldn't. That was all I could do, really.
Correct answer is.
Yes!
Well played, Alice. You're going great. Step closer home. Jenkins is right. Chaser has put. Oh. How did you get that?
His name was Robert Jenkins, and it started a war called the War of Jenkins Ear.
The War of Jenkins Ear? Mm. Mm. Here's the next question. An endodontist specialises in what part of the body? A, mouth, B, hands, C, feet. You've put mouth.
It just made sense to me. Like, endoscopic goes down the mouth, I think. Endoscope. Could be wrong, but that was where I was going anyway.
Correct answer is... mouth. Well played, Alice. Doing great. Step closer to home. Chaser has put. Also goes with mouth. Stays with us. We're two from home, you're two behind. Here's your next question. In what 80s TV show did a female private eye invent a male boss to attract more clients? A. Spencer for Hire. B. Matt Houston. C. Remington Steele. You've put Spencer for Hire.
I wouldn't know. It's definitely it's outside my era, but that was just my guess anyway.
Correct answer is. It's Remington Steele. Staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with Remington Steele. I thought that was Pierce Brosnan.
It certainly was.
Chaser's one behind, but two from home. Here's your next question. Which of these stages comes earliest in the life cycle of a salmon? A. Par. B. Smolt. C. Grilse. We've answered first, that's good. We put him under a bit of pressure. You've put... par.
Well, the par is like the beginning, like, I don't know. Who knows, we will see. We will see.
Correct answer is... your par, wow, I can't believe it, that's extraordinary. We're a step closer to home. Chaser has put... come on.
Yes!
Goes with smolt.
Oh. That is breathing room. That's what I needed.
Yeah, Alice, one more and we're through. Here's your question. Oh, which cricketer has a map of the world tattoo with red stars marking where he has scored an international century? A, Alex Stewart. B, Kevin Peterson. C, Jeffrey Boycott. You've put Kevin Peterson.
I can picture Kevin Peterson with something red in his arm, but that is just... that is really a wild stab. It's so distant that... I was going to go for A, but I went for B at the last minute.
£6,000 hangs in the balance.
Yeah.
The correct answer is...
oh, yes! Oh! Oh, my gosh!
Brilliant!
For goodness sake, oh, my gosh, I'm so happy.
I bet.
Sorry, I just did that picture dance.
That's all right, I like it, that's good. Chaser?
You're the person I wanted to knock out the most because of your youth and you're going to present a formidable challenge in that final chase.
Well, absolutely. Alice, you've cracked it.
Yay!
Congratulations,
thank
you're through to the final chase.
Oh my God.
Well, I can meet two more people with a sunnier disposition to go through to the final chase. We have the flamboyant Grant and we have the bubbly Alice. And next we've got Lee.
Yeah, I know.
It's all happening here on the chase, folks. Lee's up after the break. There's £9,000 in the prize fund, but I've got something to tell you. Lee, come play. See you after the break. Welcome back. Next to Face the Chaser, it is Lee. Welcome to the show, Lee.
Hello, Brad.
From Essex. Not originally, though.
No, North London. Islington girl.
Islington, right. OK. And what do you do for a living?
I'm a supply teacher.
All right, good. What's the toughest school you've
I can't name it. There's two that tie.
Really?
Like ball stalls with a tuck shop.
Oh, boy. Love it. What are you getting up to in your spare time?
It's mainly cooking or watching football.
Who's your support?
I'm an Arsenal fan.
Really?
Die hard.
What's your favourite thing you like to cook?
I do a mean roast and I'll do some lovely Turkish cuisine.
Do you? Mm. Oh, very good for you. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Treat my daughter to her first car.
What's your daughter's name?
Harley.
Right, OK, let's get Harley a car, shall we, Lee? I wish you well. Your time starts now. The Eurotunnel Le Shuttle service runs under what stretch of water?
English Channel.
Correct. A bistecca alla Fiorentina is a term for T-bone steak in what language?
Italian.
Correct. Which actress played Jupiter Jones in the 2015 film Jupiter Ascending?
Never.
Mila Kunis. Arithmetic's basic operations are multiplication, division, addition, and what?
Subtraction.
Correct. First Man by James R. Hansen is a biography of which American astronaut?
Neil Armstrong.
Correct. What is the most southerly capital city of the Commonwealth?
Oh, pass.
Wellington. The thorax is the anatomical name for what part of the human body?
Windpipe.
Chest. Which American Idol winner had a 2015 hit with Heartbeat song?
Taylor Swift.
Kelly Clarkson. Over how many days does golf's Open Championship usually take place?
Too many.
Hey?
Too many. It's a good walk ruined, isn't it?
Brilliant. Too many. Lee, $4,000. Happy with that?
Yeah, reasonable.
Are you a gambling girl?
I can be.
Good. Let's get to the table. Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Lee.
Hello, Sean.
The supply teacher who didn't supply many right answers, although in saying that, I think you are a very good player. I think you're the best out of the lot.
Thank you.
Very good. Stick some money on the table, Lee. There you are. £4,000. Step close to home, get you an offer of...
You're too good for this. £400.
But a step closer to the chaser, we'll get you an offer of...
Definitely good for this. £31,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with your team. Ryan.
I think stay where you are. 31's great, but four is a lot. Still, and we're looking at having a full team at this rate, so stay where you are.
Alice.
I would stick with the 4,000 because you are good enough to do that, but if you wanted to get back a little bit quicker and just sort of get home, go for the 400, but I think you're good enough for the 4,000.
Thank you, Alice. Grant.
Definitely 4,000. Definitely. You've got a wee bit of breathing space. You can do it. Definitely.
Thank you.
Lovely. Thank
Grant,
you.
Well done. Right. Lee, what are you thinking, mate? 400, £4,000, 31,000. What are you thinking?
I think it's morally wrong to go for the 400.
OK.
I'm going to go for the 4,000 and come back to the team.
Yeah, OK, good for you. £4,000 it is. Chaser?
I can't afford to let somebody as good as you go through, so let's do this.
Let's do this indeed. Lee for £4,000, the chase is on. Good luck, Lee. Here comes your first question. Which of these locations is not a British overseas territory? A, Aruba. B, Bermuda. C, Cayman Islands. You've put... Aruba.
I'm pretty sure that Bermuda definitely is, what's that? And I think the Caymans is part British and part French or American or
what
something.
What do you think Aruba is?
I've got a feeling that's French. But...
Correct answer is?
I'm wrong.
Well played. I think it's Dutch. Step close to home. Chaser has put. Dutch.
Correct.
OK, here we go. Here's the next question. Mark Twain once said, whose music was better than it sounds? A, Mozart, B, Beethoven, C, Wagner. You've put Mozart.
Got a clue. Wrong type of music for me.
You don't like classical music?
No.
Correct answer is? It's Wagner, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with Wagner, moves within two with four from home.
Yeah, famous quote that is.
Here's next question. Which tennis player was Australian mixed doubles champion in 2015, 16 years after her last singles title there? A, Jennifer Capriati, B, Lindsay Davenport, C, Martina Hingis. 2015. OK, you've put Martina Hingis.
Don't know tennis. I haven't got a clue on tennis. The ball's too small.
Yeah. Correct answer is... Oh, well played. Hingis is the right answer. Step closer home, Chase has put. All goes wrong with Capriati. Game opens up. Here's your next question. We're rocking and rolling now. The fashion website WhatKateWore.com was launched to follow whose sartorial choices? A, Kate Winslet. B, Kate Beckinsale. C, Kate Middleton. You've put... Kate Middleton. Gotta be. Correct answer is... Great. Kate Middleton it is. Step closer home. Chase has put. Goes right with Kate Middleton. Remains the three behind. Here's the next question. Indra is an ancient god of the sky in which religion? A, Shintoism. B, Hinduism. C, Judaism. You've put Hinduism. It's got to be, isn't it? Correct answer is... Well played. Step closer to home. One away from the final chase. Hinduism's right. Chase has put. He'll get this.
Of course he will.
Yeah, remains the three behind. It's good. We're playing really well. Here's your next question. What is the title of Meghan Trainor's 2015 number one debut album? A, debut. B, album. C, title. You've put debut.
Never heard of that.
Nope. Here we go. Correct answer is... Got to be it, surely, isn't it?
Nah, but it ain't.
Staying where you are. Correct answer's title. Chase has put. Goes right with the title. Comes down the table. Moves to within two. We're one from home. Meghan Trainor, any good?
All About the Bass.
Gotcha.
I'm about 40 years too old for that, I think.
Here's your next question. Which technology company developed the FaceTime video calling app? A, Apple. B, Microsoft. C, Samsung. You've put Apple.
I should have pressed B.
Why?
Because I think it's not I thinking about it.
Really? Why?
You know when you just got that funny feeling?
Do you have a smartphone?
No.
You don't have one?
No. I'm still trying to work out how to work my one 2 years down the line.
OK, to go through with £4,000, the correct answer is... Well played. Well played.
Oh, I'm back.
Yes. Thank you, Held on, Nerve.
You know what, I'm making a bit of a pig's ear of this.
Well, we shall see. He'll probably save himself for the final, Lee. Well done, my love. Perfect.
Three out of three.
Now then, mate, 3 out of 3.
I'm up against it, but the one thing I can say about this team, they are a really nice team. I like them.
I like them too. I'd like it better if we had 4 out of 4, Ryan.
I will try.
Yeah, we will.
Good for
will
you, try. Mate. Ryan is up after the break. We'll see you in a minute. Welcome back. Last up, it is Ryan. Welcome to the show, Ryan.
Hi.
Drama student.
Yep.
From Herefordshire.
From Herefordshire.
But where are you drama studenting?
In Exeter.
Good. What sort of stuff are you doing? I'm interested.
It's all kinds of stuff. It's not just like, it's not a drama school course, so it's not just acting or directing. It's kind of a mix. So I've acted a bit, directed a bit.
Okay. And what sort of acting do you like? Do you like comedy acting? Do you like straight acting? Character acting?
A bit of all of it. I'd like to dabble a bit more in character acting.
Right.
But comedy I really enjoy.
Yeah.
Shakespeare especially.
Okay. All right. If you won some money today, what would you do with it?
It would probably go toward further study. I'd like to do a practical postgraduate course at a drama school after I graduate.
Ryan, let's get you there. I wish you well.
Thank you.
Good luck, mate. Your time starts now. What company's HQ is in Colonel Sanders Lane, Louisville, Kentucky?
Hersey.
Correct. What's the youngest age at which car driving lessons can be taken on public roads?
17.
Correct. Who played Arthur Conan Doyle in the ITV drama Arthur and George?
Us.
Martin Clunes. In what card game do players shout if two consecutive cards match?
Snap.
Correct. The Water Lilies series of paintings were important works of what art movement?
Realism.
Impressionism. The site of what 1879 battle is known as Jim's Land to the Zulus?
Pass.
Rourke's Drift. What boy's name is also the name of the smallest ball in a game of bowls?
Jack.
Correct. The video to what Britney Spears' number one is set in a school?
Pass.
Baby One More Time. Which Booker Prize winning author received Damehood in 2015?
Pass, I'm sorry.
Hilary Mantel. In anatomy, what part of the body is indicated by the word pedal?
Feet.
Correct. Very good. £5,000. Ryan, happy?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's get to the table. Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Ryan.
Hello.
To be or not to be? Not to be, I'm afraid. I can't afford a full house, that's why you've got to go.
Well, let's just see. Let's put some money on the table. £5,000. Step close to home, Ryan, we'll get you...
-£1,000.
But if you want to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
£47,000.
£47,000. Have a chat with yourself.
A lot of money.
Lee.
Ryan, you've done so well, mate. If you need to or want to take the -1,000, do it. If not, bring the £5,000, come back to us.
Alice.
You're so good. You know Shakespeare. I don't know any Shakespeare. We need you for that knowledge. Take the -1,000, take the £5,000, do what you feel you need to do to get back. That extra step is worth it.
Grant.
Don't do the 47, but either go for the five or... No, go for the five.
Go for the five.
Good for you, Grant. OK, -1, five, £47,000. What'll it be?
I don't want to go for the -1. I don't want to diminish the efforts of the other guys. I can
Good
go
for
five.
You.
Go for five.
Go in the middle?
Yeah.
Five it is. Thanks, Chaser.
Let's do this, Bradley.
Ryan, for £5,000, the chase is on. Good luck, mate. Here comes your first question. Please let it be lucky. Come on, be kind. Be kind. In how many films has Sir Ian McKellen played Gandalf? A, 2. B, 4. C, 6. You've put... 6. 6?
Yeah, 3 Lord of the Rings, 3 Hobbit.
Correct answer is?
I hope. More like that, please.
Well played. Step closer to home. Not in a million years, well, I've imagined it was 6. Chaser has put. Yeah. Game's opened up already. Here we go. Here's the next question. An animal described as benthic lives where? A, on a mountainside. B, in the jungle. C, on the sea floor. You've put. On a mountainside.
Yeah, much less sure about this. This is a guess, in all honesty. Could be any of them.
Correct answer is... on the seafloor. Stay where you are. Chase has put. Here he comes. Should get this. And does. Comes onto the table. Here's the next question. Which TV villain was shot dead 33 years after an earlier attempt didn't kill him? A, J.R. Ewing. B, Nick Cotton. C, Mr. Burns. Ooh, I've got a funny feeling. You've put J.R. Ewing.
I don't think it's Mr. Burns. He got shot, but I don't think he died. I don't think he's dead. Nick Cotton, it could be J.R. Again, A or B, 50-50 for me.
Correct answer is... Step close to home. Well played. Chaser's put. Also goes with Ewing. Was he shot dead in this recent series then?
Well, because they brought Dallas back, didn't they?
Oh, I didn't know that. Here's your next question. Which of these cities was in the former East Germany? A, Dresden. B, Munich. C, Hamburg. You've put... Hamburg.
Geography, weak point. I've got a brother who did a degree in it, but I'm clueless, I'm afraid.
Correct answer is... it's Dresden, staying where you are. Chase has put. Goes right with Dresden, moves him in a 2 or 3 from home. Here's your next question. In World War II rationing, what was the usual number of fresh eggs allowed per person per week? A, 1. B, 3. C6. I love questions like this. You've put 3.
1 seemed too few, 6 seemed too many. It's as simple as that for me.
Correct answer is 1.
Oh my goodness.
1. And you were lucky to get that. Staying where you are. Chaser has put. He'll get this. He'll know this. Here he comes. And he does. Pressure's on now. Moves to within one. We're three from home.
Yeah, the rest of it were powdered eggs, weren't they?
Yeah. Right, here's your next question. Which country's national anthem is sung in Dutch, French or German? A, Belgium. B, South Africa. C, Liechtenstein. You've put Liechtenstein.
I can't see why it would be Belgium, because they speak French. I can't see why it would be South Africa, because I don't think they speak German. Liechtenstein, I know, is around that area, but...
You've put Liechtenstein? Are you ready? The correct answer is... Yeah, Belgium. Sorry, mate, staying where you are. Chaser has put... Yeah, it goes right with Belgium.
There it goes.
Yeah, Chaser?
I'm glad I got rid of Ryan, because he would have added that Shakespeare knowledge which the team would have definitely used. Plus, playing against a full house is really difficult sometimes, so I'm glad you've gone.
Yeah, well, I'm not. I'm sad that you've gone.
Well, yeah.
But nonetheless, from one actor to another, I wish you all the very best in all you do.
Thank you very
have
much.
Have a great time. But you have been caught, Ryan, and for you, the chase is over.
Thank you.
Good to see you, mate. All right, see you later. OK, that's the way it goes.
It does.
Now, I've still got a good team.
You've still got a very good team. Alice with her youth, Grant with his vivaciousness, and Lee is really calm, especially when answering those questions. Although she got four in a cash builder, she's a very, very good player.
I think we've got half a chance. Lee, Alice and Grant have made it through to the final chase. The total prize fund is £13,000. That's £4,333 each.
Very nice. That'd be nice. Lovely.
That would be lovely, says Grant. Of course it would. We'll see you after the break. Welcome back. Lee, Alice and Grant have made it through to the final chase. There's £13,000 in the prize fund. That is £4,333 each. During the break, the team had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B. Team have selected set...
B.
Set B, thank you, Alice. That means, of course, the Doctor's Drawer, Sean Wallace, gets set A. Three of you have made it through to the final. That means you get a three-step head start on the chaser, and there it is. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Your time starts now. The word dental refers to what parts of the body?
Lee.
Teeth.
Correct. Which actress played M in the Bond film Tomorrow Never Dies?
Alice. Judi Dench.
Correct. How many times was Red Rum Grand National runner-up?
Grant.
Three.
Twice. What university has its headquarters at Milton Keynes?
Lee.
Open University.
Correct. Consanguinity describes people that are related by what?
Alice.
Blood.
Correct. 4 Minute Warning was a hit for which Take That member?
Alice.
Mark Owen.
Correct. The Kerry Blues, a breed of what dog?
Lee.
Terrier.
Correct. In 1820, which English poet published Prometheus Unbound?
Alice.
Keith.
Percy Shelley. What country made the Soyuz and Proton space launchers?
Lee.
Russia.
Correct. On TV, which puppet title character worked for Spectrum?
Alice.
Muppets.
Captain Scarlet. The Battle of Marston Moor took place in what century?
Alice.
12th.
17th. What colour is an Incredible Hulk cocktail?
Grant.
Green.
Correct. Luis Figo played football for what European country?
Lee.
Portugal.
Correct. Which rapper featured on Rihanna's number one Umbrella?
Lee.
Jay-Z.
Correct. Who was Dutch queen between Wilhelmina and Beatrix?
Lee.
Juliana.
Correct. What name is given to the long hair on a lion's neck?
Lee.
Mane.
Correct. Which pope visited the UK in 1982?
Lee.
John Paul II?
Correct. What gas is named after the Greek word for hidden?
Grant.
Helium.
Krypton. What Paris airport is known as Rouassi?
Alice.
Charles de Gaulle.
Correct. Which member of the Monkees appeared on Coronation Street?
Lee.
David Jones.
Correct. Where on the body are loafers worn?
Lee.
Feet.
Correct. An animal that eats only meat is known by what name?
Lee.
Carnivore.
Correct. What Nordic city hosted the 1952 Winter Olympics?
Lee.
Oslo.
Correct. Who directed the Western For a Few Dollars More?
Lee.
Oh, Sergio.
Oh, bad luck. You was going to say...
Sergio Leone.
Sergio Leone. What a target.
Oh,
out of time with Sergio Leone, but 21. What a score. All right, let's do Come this. On. Here we go. Time to bring back the chaser.
What a brilliant performance.
Wasn't it?
I told you Lee was good.
Have that.
Yep.
Now, remember, if the chaser gets a question wrong and the team get it right, they push him back one step. Folks, strap yourselves in. It's time for the final chase. Here we go. Chaser, your time starts now. What colour dove is a sign of peace?
White.
Correct. James Garner played Jim Rockford in what TV show?
Rockford Files.
Correct. The city of Dar el Salaam is on what ocean?
The Indian Ocean.
Correct. In fiction, what first name links Dr. Doolittle and Dr. Watson?
John.
Correct. Toreadors are most associated with what activity?
Bullfighting.
Correct. Wide Awake was a 2012 hit for which female singer?
Paloma Faith.
Stop the clock. That is wrong. Here we go. First chance.
Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry is correct. Push the chaser back. 17 required. Here we go. Your time starts again now. American Michaela Schifrin is a star of what winter sport?
Snowboarding.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Downhill skiing? Don't know if there's anything I can
think of. Downhill skiing?
Can't accept that. Answer is alpine skiing, slalom skiing. All right, 17 to catch the team. 1 minute and 30 seconds remaining. Chase it, your time starts again now. Which King of England died in Hampshire in the year 1100?
William II.
Correct. Les Trois Mousquetaires is a French title of what novel?
Three Musketeers.
Correct. Keanu Reeves played cop Jack Traven in what action film?
Pass.
Stop the clock.
I saw it the other day.
We'll just...
Wait.
I don't know.
I can only think of The Rookie. It's the only one that's come into mind.
But Rocky?
The Rookie.
Oh, the Rookie, sorry.
The Rookie, yeah. No, is wrong. Correct answer is Speed. 15 to catch. 1 minute and 15 seconds remaining. Here we go. Your time starts again. Now, which Russian composer wrote Peter and the Wolf?
Prokofiev.
Correct. The Choctaw are a people native for what continent?
Africa.
Stop the clock. That's wrong.
I'd probably say
either
South America.
American.
Should we go to South America?
It's wrong. Correct answer is North America. 14 required, 1 minute and 6 seconds remaining. Your time starts again. Now, what famous dog had a name that means barker in Russian?
Barker.
Correct. Truly was the first solo hit for which member of the Commodores?
Lionel Richie.
Correct. Which Swede won his second Wimbledon singles title in 1990?
Stefan Edberg.
Correct. A Big Mac contains which meat?
Beef.
Correct. What desert covers much of Mauritania?
Sahara.
Correct. In 1539, who painted Anne of Cleves for Henry VIII?
Holbein, Hans Holbein.
Correct. What surname links US actresses Demi and Julianne?
Moore.
Correct. Paolo Cortado is a type of which fortified wine?
Sherry.
Correct. Lady Macduff appears in what Shakespeare play?
Macbeth.
Correct. What's the next month after August to have 31 days?
December.
Stop the clock, Miss Wrong.
October.
Is correct. We push the chaser back. Six required. Here we go. 17 seconds remaining. Time starts again. Now, what's the official language of Cape Verde?
Portuguese.
Correct. What rock band had the number one album, A Kind of Magic?
Queen.
Correct. What international sailing trophy is nicknamed the Old Mug?
America's Cup.
Correct. Frederick the Great ruled what former German kingdom?
Prussia.
Correct. In the womb. Time is up!
I don't know what you've done. Oh, I can't believe that.
Five opportunities to push back, two executed. Chasing needed two to catch, all about the pushbacks. That's what did it. I've got to tell you, team, I thoroughly enjoyed playing alongside you.
It's been
so much fun. Take your money, split it up. You've outrun the chaser. Congratulations, you've not been caught.
Thank you.
Chaser.
They were fantastic. I thought Lee was going to be the star of the team, and she proved to be the star. Those two pushbacks in the end did make a difference.
Yeah.
I played well, I thought.
Yeah.
I lost to the better team. There's no doubt about that.
Well, there you have it, folks. It's all about the pushbacks. The two pushbacks mean that Lee, Alice and Grant go home with £4,333 each. Now, folks, here's the thing. If you want to see China Blue on a world tour, they start in Edinburgh as soon as Grant gets back home. Next time, we'll see you on the chase. Goodbye. potato.